And we're going to get more now on the sentencing of a 50-year-old Dublin taxi driver who has been given 17 years in jail for raping two young women. Earlier this week, Raymond Shorten from Melrose Crescent in Clondalkin received a 13-year term for raping and sexually assaulting a child. The judge in today's trial ruled that the sentences should run consecutively. He also spoke about the threats faced by women on a night out. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court. Orla, at the start of the week, we heard how Raymond Shorten had abused a child following her mother's funeral. Today, he was sentenced for two other sex crimes. What can you tell us about them?
Yes, he was working as a taxi driver in 2022 when he raped two very young women aged 19 and 20 on separate nights in June and August 2022. In both these cases, both young women were trying to get home. They were both vulnerable because they had been drinking. They were very tired for various reasons. And the court heard he had preyed on their incapacity. He's been in custody since August 2022. Now, he denied those allegations completely, just as he had denied the previous accusations of raping a young child. In the case of the two separate women in his taxi, he claimed the sexual activity had been consensual and that in each case it had been instigated by the young woman herself. The jury didn't believe him and found him guilty by unanimous verdict. The court heard during the trial, and the judge reiterated again today, that he had effectively preyed on them. In the case of the first girl, she hadn't even hailed a taxi. She could clearly be seen on CCTV footage, drunk, inebriated, swaying on the street, and he had done two U-turns before picking her up. Now, in a victim impact statement, one of the young women said she had done what every girl was told was safe by getting a taxi home, but it turned out to be someone's worst nightmare, and she was constantly in fear that it would happen again. The other young woman said it was shocking that it had happened in the first place, and that a predator like Shorten didn't just get her, she said, but had raped another girl. The court heard Shorten himself has seven children and has worked all his life, being a factory worker, a milkman, and subsequently a taxi driver.
Talk to us then, Orla, about the sentence handed down by the judge, Mr. Justice Paul McDermott.
Yes, it is unusual to have consecutive sentences in criminal courts. They are sentences which run one after the other one. And the judge said the question arose in this case as to whether the sentences he imposed should be consecutive to each other in the case of the two separate young women, and whether they should be consecutive to the sentence imposed earlier in the week by a different judge, the 13-year sentence imposed for the rape of a child. And he said consecutive sentences should be imposed sparingly. But he said there were multiple victims in this case, and he said a choice was made by Shorten to go on and commit further offences, and he said that had to be reflected in the sentences to be imposed. So at the end of the day, he imposed a sentence of 9 years in relation to the first young woman and 8 years in relation to the second young woman. Those sentences will run consecutively to each other, meaning a total sentence of 17 years, and they will not begin until he has finished serving the previous 13-year sentence, meaning he has an effective prison sentence of 30 years. And after that, he will face some conditions, some post-release supervision conditions, including that he's not to be on his own with children.
I want to go back to the start of today's hearing, because before sentencing, the judge made a number of remarks about the dangers faced by women, and we can listen now to what he had to say.
Violence against women in our society and the steps which they are encouraged to take or forced to take as a matter of course to avoid it or minimise its risk reflects the reality that women too often become the subject of sexual or other forms of physical violence or the threat of it when they go out to simply enjoy themselves. It indicates an underlying unhealthy attitude towards women and their fundamental rights in any society if their sense of freedom and security in doing normal things is so compromised. It is a poor reflection on the level of security and safety of women in our society who go out for an evening that the best advice on getting home safely and without fear of violent attack by a male or without unwanted attention is not to get a bus or walk home alone. They should, of course, be able to do so without fear of interference from men. The remaining option, to get a taxi, is of course a reasonable one. It reflects and depends upon the level of trust placed by society in the taxi service available in this city and throughout the country. There are, of course, many stories of great kindness and helpfulness given on a daily basis by our taxi drivers to their customers or others for whom this particular driver's behaviour would be regarded as a gross betrayal of that high standard of service and professionalism. That is one of the reasons why this particular case resonates so much with people who rely on that trust and support for themselves and their family members when hailing or advising others to take a taxi at all hours of the day and night, and why it resonates with the court. And the breach of that trust is clearly to be regarded as an aggravating feature of the offences committed in this case.
And those comments from Mr Justice Paul McDermott, voiced by our colleague Mark O'Driscoll. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell is still with me. Orla, what else did the judge say today?
Well, he spoke, as well as those strong comments about the position of women in society and their expectations of being able to get home safely, he spoke about another aggravating factor. He said Shorten's previous conviction for raping a child was a serious aggravating factor. He said Shorten knew he had committed these rape offences against a child when he went about identifying two further victims and went about repeating the rape offences without compunction and without hesitation. He said a significant concern was Shorten's complete lack of remorse, and he said he remains a danger to others. The judge said he was also taking into account the physical and mental damage the offending caused to the young women. He said the rapes were humiliating and demeaning, and Shorten took advantage of them being drunk. It was an absolute breach of trust and his obligation to get the young women safely home. He said Shorten was 48. He effectively preyed on very young women. He knew exactly what he was doing and appeared to think he could do it with impunity. He said Shorten had no regret, no remorse, and was completely unrepentant about the damage he inflicted on these two women.
Orla, thank you very much for that report. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. And for anyone who's been affected by this story, by these cases, help is available on the Rape Crisis Network. The number is 1800 77 88 88. And details of other support services can be found at rte.ie/helplines.